Santa is visiting 250 Clark in Powassan on December 10. Children will spend about 5 minutes each with the Jolly Fellow, and afterward, he will give each child a gift courtesy of Judy Gome. Gome is the owner of the original Bug Shirt Company in Powassan, and people may recall 2 years ago she created a poppy dress to commemorate Remembrance Day that garnered a lot of attention. See. Unique poppy dress on display in Powassan. Events coordinator Kathy Hogan says the maximum number of children who can visit with Santa has been reached and no more names can be added. Santa is expected to talk to about 50 children. The municipality's information technologist Terry Lang will take pictures of the children on Santa's lap and then send them to the parents at no charge. Saint Nick will meet with the last child at 11:30 a.m. and then he takes a short break before cutting the ribbon that launches the Santa Run at noon. The Santa Run has people dressed in Santa Claus suits who walk or run 5 kilometers for Make-A-Wish Canada, the organization that raises money for sick children and then grants them their wish. Hogan says people can visit the Ho Ho Holiday 5K Facebook page for information on how to take part. She says registration for all ages is $45 but drops to $40 a person if people register as a group of 4. In return, participants are sent a Santa outfit to wear on the day of the 5K run or walk, as well as a medal. The money raised from the registrations goes to Make-A-Wish Canada. Hogan says last year about 35 people took part in the Santa Run, the first year it was back in person following the pandemic. She says in 2020 COVID forced the municipality to hold the event in a virtual format. The Santa Run starts and finishes at 250 Clark, and Hogan says it will be a sea of people dressed in red who hit local streets. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.